faster than a speeding ticker tape, more powerful than a goon squad, able to leap loopholes with a single bound. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Businessman! Yes, Businessman, with the guise of mild-mannered Pierce Fenner, ace reporter for the Kiplinger Letter. Fights unfair business practices. The scene is the boardroom of a giant corporation. The directors are in an uproar.
Good grief!
What can be done about Japanese competition? Unnoticed, Pierce Fenner slips from the room.
This is a job for...
Businessman!
So, it's out of my Ivy League suit and into my Bermuda shorts.
And it's up! Up! And away!
Truly, Director of Research Mori, this is a wonderful automobile that you have designed.
Hey, hey! Your words of praise are like a whispering waterfall beneath a grove of pine trees.
Look at these long, low, sleek lines. Atsuga, Atsuga. If it brought you the American market, everyone in America will want to own a Mark III Hycopet sports car.
How much will it sell for in America?
Let's see. We sell 2 million first year.
Whoa.
Buy them back for junk value second year. Brilliant idea of yours, designing an automobile that's obsolete before it leaves the factory. The price... Fob, Chicago will be $49.95. But tell me, most honorable director of research, more in many thousand pardons, but how will automobile run without motor?
Watch. With each haikupet, we send one coolie rickshaw boy to pull it.
Oh, brilliant. We will not only solve the exchange problem, but the population problem as well.
Hello, what's this? Oh, my old friends, Sato and Mori. What deviltry are you up to this time?
Stay right where you are, businessman. One more step, and you will violate the Commerce and Navigation Pact of 1954.
What is this gimcrack you're going to foist off on the American public? I warrant you'll not succeed.
We will this time, businessman. We will import the Hycopet into America under the balance of payments agreement signed by your chief executive last week. Come ahead, sales manager Sato.
What are
you doing, businessman?
What you had forgotten about, Mori? A Hycopet is a product of slave labor and a threat to the American working man. It must be kept out, so I have constructed a tariff wall.
Curses! You have defeated us again!
Now hold on, boys. Harry Carey is no solution to commercial problems. Now take my advice and go on back to making paper umbrellas.
Sayonara.
That's just another victory for standard American business practice. So it's up, up, and away!
Continuing his never-ending battle against the enemies of the profit system and businessman's fight to preserve the status quo of the underdog, businessman comes to grips with the greatest problem facing American business since the invention of the sit-down strike, the Southern Negro students' lunch counter demonstrations. The scene is the lunch counter in Montgomery, Alabama. Pierce Fenner is ordering his lunch.
Oh, miss, I believe I'll have some of this Vichyssoise au naturel, some of the Poisson Maître d'Hôtel, and tell me, how is the tête de vos Marseillaises today?
I'm sorry, honey, I can't serve you.
But why not? Am I being discriminated against because of my race, creed, color, or national origin?
No, it's on account of them colored people. They're having a strike.
But that's an outrage. Where do they think they are? Everybody knows this lunch counter is the only decent eating place in Alabama.
Just nothing I can do about it.
No, but there is something I can do as...
Businessman!
Look, it's Businessman!
Champion of fair play!
Businessman, we Negroes are allowed to shop anywhere else in this store, but we're unable to eat lunch at this lunch counter. Do you think that's fair?
Egad, that's not only unfair, that's contrary to the standard business practice of operating Negro race at a profit. But still, you must understand, these things take time.
We don't have time, businessman, we want our rights.
And our lunch.
But progress is always gradual, my children. You can only get your rights and your lunch through evolution.
What is evolution, businessman?
A very good question. Now sit down and I'll tell you. Evolution is based on a science known as genetics. Now that's nothing for simple folk like you and me to fool around with, is it? But it is a well-known scientific fact that in time, the people of your race will grow lighter. Your eyes will turn blue. Your hair will become blonde and wavy. Now
of course, we can't expect all this to happen overnight.
Demagogue!
White supremacist!
Down with businessmen!
Now, don't you dare talk like that to businessmen! Call out the National Guard, sir, and throw them in jail.
What? And force the white people to go back to work? Don't be silly. That's what Moscow wants.
But wait! I have it! This is a job for my business builder!
He's putting something else in its place!
Yes! Thanks to my business speed, I have demolished not only this lunch counter, but every lunch counter in the South, and installed in their places these highly profitable vending machines!
Hooray!
Yes!
Equality at last!
Oh, no more segregation at lunch!
That's right! Now you can buy your lunch in freedom, and eat it outside in the great integrated outdoors!
Hooray! Oh, businessman, accept our southern hospitality.
Stay for our barbecue, businessman.
No, no, oh, no, no. For businessmen, there are always minority groups to be protected. So I'm off to South Africa to protect the Boers. Then it's up!